Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Breakfast Reading, and I'm your host, Moji, from Bayan Bartar. Today's episode is about crystal healing. You've probably heard about crystal healing at some point or another, and have been wondering about it ever since. What is it? How does it work? Does it work? So many questions might be running through your mind. Aside from the trend being a beautiful one, there is a reasoning behind it. It isn't just a fashionable and quirky thing celebrities are promoting at random. Read on to find out all about crystals and set your mind at ease. What are healing crystals? Healing crystals are a certain kind of crystals that are used as a therapy method. It involves placing gemstones on the body in certain places in order to help draw out any negative energy. Crystals have existed for a very long time now and are a tool that works with your energy field to absorb, focus, and direct energies. Think of them as a sort of tuning fork that resonates with human energy. Where do you keep them? There are no set rules about where you should typically place your crystals. However, they do work well when tucked around the house. For instance, one great place to put crystals is on a nightstand, since you can feel their energy while you sleep. The best spots to keep them are ones you spend a lot of time near. What do they do? Each crystal does something different. Amethysts, for example, help get rid of addictions and disruptive behaviors, enhance your intuition, and increase your spirituality. Clear quartz will help your focus, balance, positivity, and clarity. Rose quartz is known as the love stone and is a favorite among women. It helps enhance one's sense of self-love. Aventurine is the stone of luck. It's good for mental powers, money, peace, and good fortune. In fact, people have claimed that whenever they hold this stone, spontaneous opportunities suddenly begin popping up. Of course, there are many more. These are only some of the more known examples. It's your turn now. Tell me, have you ever tried crystal healing? Don't forget to leave us a comment and make sure to tune in for our future episodes. Until then, bye-bye.